Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guest today is QT. So QT, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Hi, my name is Quinh Thoa Trong, and I go by QT for short. I live in Frisco, Texas, and I'm the founder and CEO of QT Cookshop. It's a salad dressing marinade company, more of to the culture of Vietnamese and a little bit of Asian taste, and produce in Dallas.
Product awesome. Produced in Dallas. So how did you get the idea to start this company?
Okay, well, so when the kids, I have three kids, so when they were little, they wouldn't eat the vegetable, and I just kind of tried to, you know, so hard to find out how to get my kids to eat their greens. And I remembered, you know, as a teenager, I have to cook with my mom, and my part is always making a salad, and it was my dressing. And then I said, oh, maybe I should try it on the kids, you know. And of course, they started eating their broccolis to their salad. And to this day, they still won't eat their salad outside except for at home. And then, you know, when we have birthday parties and stuff, friends and stuff, they always want my salad, of course, with beef on top. But they want my salad, and they like the dressing very much. And they said, oh, you should start and sell it. And to me, the food industry is so complicated, especially back in the 90s. You know, we have no tools like you guys do have now to do research and stuff. So and plus raising three kids, I just have no time left. And so I kind of forget about it. And then until 2020, at the end of 20, my mom passed away. And I have my oldest, who's very entrepreneur minded. And he see that I was kind of sad. And then the kids are all leaving the nest. And so he said, mom, maybe you should try launch the dressing, just to try it and see what's going on. And then plus to honor grandma, you know, it's a good time. And so he helped me do every process to launch. And I launched online. And friends and family support. I got a very good network of support. And then I started doing farmers market, and I got really good response to it. Then my son, he's like, mom, you need to be very active on LinkedIn. As you can see, I'm like 58 years old. I don't know much about technology, but he said, you should be very active online. And so on LinkedIn, especially because it's a professional network. So I went through there, and I was lucky enough to cross path with the director of non-perishable of Central Market. And so he invited me in to talk to me. And so I prep all my food, I make the salad. And then besides, it's a salad dressing, it's also a marinades and a glaze. So I did all of that with the salmon and the beef, and I brought it into Central Market headquarters, and they tried it, and we had a very good interview talk. And then so that was how I started. And then I got onto Central Market in 2022, like at the end of the summer.
That's awesome. So in terms of the recipe, did it come from your mom, or how did you even come up with that recipe in the first place?
It was my recipe. Actually, it was trial and error. And then when it started tasting good, then I just remembered it. Of course, many years later, being a mom, I mean, things kind of forgotten, but I kind of remember the concept of it. And then I start trying and trial and error. And then so it, when the kids start eating, that's when I kept, okay, this is it. You know, and plus back in 2019, I went through, to me, because the food industry, I thought is so complicated. So I went through a company, which I won't name names because they're in many retailers right now, and asked them if I can come in under them. Because they did that with some of the moms like me, bring us in. And then, but when I sent them the samples and stuff, they say they'll bring me in under them. And then, but I never heard from them again. But then they had my flavors as their own. They copied it. And then, so that really another motivation to get me started, you know? And so, yeah, That's how it all came about.
Makes sense. So in terms of actually producing it, like what was your biggest challenge early on to actually go from like saying, okay, I want to go and make this in a kind of, I guess, like mass produced way, you know, to actually going and executing that?
Yes, the challenge, first of all, the challenge of going from doing the cottage law, you know, where you can sell direct to consumer to selling to a third party, of course, you have to produce it in a commercial kitchen. And then you also need to have all these studies to give you a shelf life. So I had to do all that research. And so I sent it to a lab in, it's called AFL in Grand Prairie. And, you know, four bottles of each flavors, and they do temperature control room, and then they take it and put it under the microscope and see if anything growing. And then they give me a grade per se. And then I had to come up with the process and procedure and send it to a state controller down in at A&M. And then he in turn look at all of that and give me the shelf life. And that was a challenge for me, knowing what to do. And that's challenge number one, is knowing what to do with all this whole process. And I overcome that and got that shelf life and the paperwork. And then the next part is to mass produce, because, you know, farmers market is different than producing for a actual retail. And with that, and I'm the one that wear all the hat. And so that's another challenge, is labors. And so I had the only one that I volunteered him to help me is my husband. He helps me with the labeling the bottles to closing the caps, but everything else is on me, and it's tiring. And then other than that, we're just right now just doing mass production on our own right now, and so hopefully in the future it will change.
Makes sense. So in terms of now, like as you scale, like what is the vision? Are you looking to get into more retailers? Are you focusing more on direct to consumer? Like what is your like biggest focus right now?
My biggest focus is to get into more shelf space, because in order, because I have no desire to just mass produce by myself. I wanted to get a co-packer or manufacturer per se, and hand it over to them, because in that way I can concentrate more on being more shelf space. And so right now, and that, and also doing selling in bulk, talking to restaurants and maybe school campuses to sell in bulk. Yeah.
Awesome. So like how do you get the word out? You know, obviously like you have like a very good product, you know, you've spent many years creating like this recipe, but how do you tell people that you even exist in the first place?
Okay, that's a one of the big challenges too, because I'm not a social media. Well, I am savvy comparing to people my age, but it's hard. It's hard knowing, you know, how to put it on social media and being constantly with social media. And that's, I learned from everyone, is like, that's how you spread the words, are, you know, on social media. And it's tough. I learned how to do TikTok, but it take a young person probably 30 minutes or less. It takes me like 20, I mean 2 or 3 hours at the least to put on a TikTok video. And I'm planning to do more to as I kind of schedule out my time. But right now, and that's all my marketing, is me doing the social media myself, and also doing demos. Because once you're on the shelf of a retailer, doesn't mean it's going to sell, because you don't,
Right.
people don't know I exist. So I have to go in and do demos, you know, telling people about the product and how healthy they are and how they can make dress up their salad versus like a very boring salad. Because face it, when you tell me, I'm like, what are you having for lunch? And you'll say a salad. I may say, oh, you're so good, but inside I'm thinking, oh, it's so boring. I feel sorry for you, you know. And you know, so it's I to dress up their salad, or even like for salmon, steak, or anything, just glaze it or marinate it and cook it and make your salad and salmon and everything else, all your proteins, more interesting. And doing the demos is really a great help. And then any events that organized in the DFW area, I try to go. There's an organization called DFW CPG. I don't know if you heard of it. Yeah, I know. Well,
That's where
actually,
you
that's where
met.
we met. Yeah,
Yeah.
but they have been very helpful, and I plan to do more with them, involve with them, to maybe get some connection, more connection.
So is that how you've grown like as of now? Is it more just like organically going to stores, farmers markets, you know, social media, or have you run like any advertisements? Like really like where have you really seen growth out of all these different channels? channels that you've spoke about?
I think it's my growth is more of me doing demo and being visible in many space. Social media has helped me a little bit, but I think I'm not so visible on there. And I know I can do more, but I need actually right now my challenge is also funding to get some fundings to be able to hire someone, but trusting someone to have the same passion as me to do my demos. You know, because it is tiring to do demos and, you know, but I need someone who is passionate enough to show me that you can do as good of a job as I do when I promote it to people. Because that's when, you know, you get return customers and showing them how to cook it. And I have in Central Market, you know, the new customers, but they're a return customer who come and tell me how much they like it. And so I know I've done okay with the demos.
That's awesome. So in terms of raising money and scalability, it's like, what would you be looking to raise, like essentially, like in terms of revenue, like what are you looking to get to for 2024?
For 2024, my first of all, I wanted to my most area to concentrate on is retailers, so I wanted to get into some of the markets that are more quote unquote specialty, get on there to increase my revenue. Right now, my revenue is when you start your first year is almost like, okay, if you didn't lose money, you're okay. And that's where I'm at right now. But for 2024, I plan to hopefully make money, make income more or less. But right now, I'm not ready for that investors yet. I wanted to apply and, you know, be certified in many of the hats that will help me get more of the non-dilutive funding grants. And I'm doing research on that because I'm so small. And of course, eventually when I grow, I would love to grow big and get investors involved to help me.
Right. Yeah. So you would use the funding essentially to, you know, focus more in the commercial kitchen, but also help you with the demos and help you with, you know, marketing, you know, running ads, things like that.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. The marketing is what I need it the most right now.
So do you offer like subscriptions or referrals or things like that? Like even working on those things at all?
We offered only promotion codes. You know, every now and then I'll have a promotion run online. I have not done anything with Central Market as far as like, you know, having sale and stuff. The specialty market that I have in, which is over in Fort Worth, sometimes she has the cooking class. And then so she would offer, you know, a little promotion, small promotion here and there.
What is your top priority now as we approach Black Friday and Cyber Monday?
Is to be more visible online. That's my priority, so that to get people, whether they go to Central Market to buy or they go online and purchase it online, is to be visible. And so people can see my video, you know, repeat. And I hope whoever see my TikTok video will share so that, you know, I can use this opportunity to help them grow. And, you know, this is not just to buy the sauce for your family, but it'll be great for like gift baskets, which I'm working with one other person who's in charge of gift basket in Central Market.
So in terms of differentiating yourself, like you mentioned, you know, obviously taste, but is it also like the ingredients, like what really sets you apart from your competitors?
Yeah. So I took a few company that have some Asian flavor dressing. There's only two companies that own and made by Asian mom in the kitchen. Where's the other company? The more of the conglomerate company who have Asian flavoring, you know, and I take all of that and compared, well, we're lower in sodium, we're lower in sugar, total fat, calories. We're, you know, beside offering the taste, of course, we're more healthy. But, you know, what's better than healthy meets delicious?
Exactly. Yeah, I feel like especially nowadays, it's very hard to find products like yours that not only taste good, but they're also healthy. I think especially when you can promote, you know, having more people eating salads because of your dressing, that's a great thing. So what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
I wish I had to do research and research and research and more research earlier. And so that way I can have access to all information, get involved in all different organizations that you see fit to help you. You know, there's so many expertise out there. Only if you can just tap into, you know, many organizations and you'll find them. And there are people that are very much willing to help. I find that especially, you know, even in Texas alone, in Austin, and then to our DFW area, there are so many people that have many, many different areas of expertise. And if you ask, they're more than willing to help you from labeling what should be on the package to how to talk to a retailer's, you know, they are willing to help.
That's awesome. So what is the role of something like AI when it comes to your business? Like, do you use it all, or do you see any use case for AI in your business?
Yeah, actually, I just recently learned about how to use AI through my son, of course. I think it will help me a lot to do like blogs and some of the introductions. And I'm not so technology advanced in, you know, the hierarchy of it, but I think the great help for me is helping me doing blogs. I mean, I'm not going to use them to just write for me, but, you know, give me ideas and help my flow go smooth. And that would take a little bit of pressure off of me to do so. And then, you know, also use the intelligence and ask them, what do I need to do as far as marketing? And, you know, and so get a lot of intelligence answer from them to use that to grow my business. Yeah.
For sure. Like, have you looked at AI, for example, as kind of like a customer service tool to like answer questions for potential customers?
Yes. And so if I have a challenge question, and I do use them and type in my question and see what they come up with and what I can elaborate to give the answer, more better answers to customers. And hopefully they'll gain more trust from them as if I can give them a better in-depth answers.
Makes sense. So if we're going to chat again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
Hopefully, if not being acquired by someone, but hopefully I will be in more shelf space as I intend to, and have grow my team into getting some of my hats that I wear handed over to some my team. To grow them, to help me.
Awesome. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your company website or social media handles, just best way to get in contact with you?
Yes. So my website is qtcookshop.com. And on there, I have all my contact information, or I have a webpage that's QT Cookshop, and also on Instagram at QT Cookshop. And then also on TikTok at QT Cookshop.
Awesome. Well, QT, thank you so much for your time today, and we're rooting for you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dan, for your time and for reaching out.
Thank you. Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.